Welcome to Teal Town USA Free Agent Frenzy update. we're just doing a quick hit tonight, today, to try and just kind of get everybody up to date on the latest free agent signings, get a little bit of reaction from Puck Guy and AJ and myself. Of course, you can always subscribe to the show. There's a little red button down there somewhere to subscribe. You can also follow us on social media at Teal Town USA on Twitter. We also have Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube, you name it, and we've got it. Anyhow, if you want to be part of the show, you can always tweet us. And tonight, or today, I'm just going to keep doing that. It's at Eric Landy, at AJ underscore Strong, and at PuckGuy14. So, gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
Well, let's put it this way. When Kevin Lacey texted me the news, I swerved off the lane I was in onto going down 680. Like, wait, what?
I was watching the end of the Giants game. I was just kind of, I assumed we were going to hear news today. I didn't think this was the news, but I assumed we were going to hear news today. So I wasn't too shocked by it.
Yeah, no, I think it's just kind of a mixture of both sadness, kind of looking back at Patty's time in Teal. Of course, if everybody didn't realize, Patrick Marleau signed a 3-year deal in Toronto. I believe the AAV ends up being about 6.5 for 3 years. Let me get the correct stats on that.
Yeah, that's
6.25, I think.
6.25.
Yeah, and so it's like 8.5 for the first year, 6 for the second, 4.25 for the third. And what's that?
Commenting, how soon before Puck Guy and AJ start crying? You need to be quiet, hockey jerk. That's not nice. I'm a bit of an emotional mess all day today, and then this happens within the hour. So
this is like Ray Whitney 2.
Oh God, shut up!
Actually, I don't think this is pretty much unprecedented for the Sharks. I don't think we've ever had a player this long tenured leave before. And I also, he's just kind of been Mr. Shark. I mean, we've all identified Patrick Marleau as a Shark. Seeing him in any other jersey, I think, is just foreign to everyone. And really, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a business. Each one of these players are a contractor of sorts, and you go out and you bid to different businesses for your services. It was rumored that the Sharks had a 2-year deal on the table for Patrick Marleau, and he was weighing that option. I also heard this morning that Joe Thornton was lobbying Patrick to kind of come back and get the boys back together for one more ride. And he chose for what he thought was greener pastures. I think somebody brought up on Twitter, it was I believe it was Patrick Gackle talking a little bit about the Babcock effect, and just how, maybe Babcock was a bigger influence in bringing him over to Toronto than we kind of give him credit for. Somebody else was also chatting up about maybe Peter DeBoer's style was wearing a little bit on Patty. So I think all of these things kind of just go into the whole decision. And I think everybody across the hockey world was pretty shocked that Toronto did indeed win the Patrick Marleau sweepstakes. It's outside of the Western time zone, the Pacific time zone, outside of the Western Conference, away from California. I mean, these were all things that we didn't think he wanted. You know, these were things that we thought, okay, well, maybe it's a little bit off the beaten path for him. But those rumors about New York and Toronto being in at the last second, it kept being persistent, and he ends up picking out Toronto.
Well, there's a statement that Kurz just tweeted out from Marleau saying, "I think I've worn out a few carpets pacing around the house trying to make this decision over the last couple of days, but I'm extremely excited and happy to be part of the Leafs organization." I'm sorry, organization. It's definitely an honor to be able to call myself a Maple Leaf. Obviously, being a Canadian-born player, this decision took me quite a while to come to, but I've made it. I'm happy with it and can't wait to get started. So evidently he must be taking the red eye to Toronto tomorrow. No, I think it's time that the Sharks moved on. I would have been pissed off at Wilson. He would have been lynched if you would have signed Marleau to a 3-year deal by some fans. There would be other fans that of course want Marleau to play until he can't walk anymore. But it's time to move on. We've mentioned it before that you have to have that mindset of, who's the coach of the 49ers back in the day? Walsh.
No. Walsh.
Bill, yeah, you have to have that Bill Walsh mindset. Dude, it's been a long day. You have to have that Bill Walsh mindset. Better to get rid of a guy too early than too late. Yeah. And I think this is actually still, this might be getting rid of him too late. I think maybe they could have gotten rid of Marleau 2 seasons ago, but... there's no way that Doug Wilson can pay that price for Marleau. Great utility knife. Don't get me wrong on that. I mean, we've seen last year, we saw him plugged in top line, second line, third line, played wing, played center, good PKer, good power play guy. But it's time to move on. And at that price, it's not worth it. It's time for the younger guys to step it up. But my question is, who's going to be the guy that they go and get to replace him? And who's going to be the guy that they try to get to replace Thornton in a year or another year if he ends up getting one more year after this? Who knows? But
it's quite an interesting situation because you see Thornton go for the 1 year. And maybe there is some iffiness about his knee and how he would react to that. Although, you know, I think we all saw from the cover of ESPN, the magazine, that then he's working just quite fine right now. But the thing is that the Sharks would look bad if they were to sign Thornton and Marleau to what reportedly, if they had the same numbers as Patty and Joe have been speculated about their contracts, to have them sign for $13 million for this year. And to me, I think it's kind of like their last hurrah of sorts, where you have to make a decision on them. In fact, you still have to make a decision on Thornton. You're going to have to make a decision on Tomas Hertl if he is your playmaker that you expect him to be. You also have to figure out who's going to fit coming up from the Barracuda. And to me, now, a day after free agency, that's where...
Well, with Marleau being gone, it's like, Timo Meier, you're on the clock.
Yeah, Timo, you're on the clock. I would say Kevin LeBanc, you're on the clock. Hurdle, you're definitely on the clock, dude. Mm-hmm. It's going to be quite interesting to see what they're doing. Like, some people in the chat, there was talk about Vanek. I'm not sold on it.
No, I don't want any part of that.
Like, Nick Stella's talking about maybe JVR. I don't know. I can't see them going after a long rental, as I would say, for Jaromír Jágr, but I just can't see that. But right now, we kind of knew this could happen, and I think we expected a little bit more maybe in 2014 after the whole debacle took place. But I think after the last year's final, there was that rejuvenation. It's like, okay, let's get these guys back into the final one more time, get them to win it, and then we'd be content. To me, here's my question. First off, so I guess Toronto's rebuild is over. And two...
Well, Austin Matthews.
Ceremony of Austin Matthews, yeah. And two, where are the Sharks going into this season? Are they a contender, or are they we're going to get into the playoffs and do something, or is this just the bridge to start the retool again? Because if Thornton doesn't come back, Hurdle doesn't show the consistency that he needs to have, plus his health for that matter, you're looking at concerns down the road. But
well, at least they've shored, I mean, at the bottom line though, Wilson's shored up the blue line in the back end for the next 6 to 8 years.
Right, and that's a good point. We should kind of just go over the fact that can you turn
me? Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, just go over that. Mark Edward Vlasic got a new deal, $56 million for 8 years, with a cap hit of $7 million per. And Brent Burns, of course, signed that monster deal for his 8 year term. So, you know, the Sharks have definitely set themselves up, you know, for needing some cap relief. And next year is when Mark Edward Vlasic's new deal kicks in. And then, of course, Martin Jones also signed a deal, coming in at $5.75 million per year. His was a 6 year deal. You know, next year is really going to be when the cap crunch comes in. So there wasn't really any question in my mind that Doug Wilson painted himself in a corner with having to sign Patty and Jumbo to short-term deals. I think 2 years would have been pushing it. He would have had to have done some major, crunching, some major, wiggle, dancing with that cap next year. However, Jumbo took the 1 year. I really think from the Sharks camp that they were trying to get Patty to take a 1 year like Jumbo as well and go year to year. However, I just don't think Patty was having it. I think he wanted to have that 3 year kind of cushion. You know, in his exit interview, he said he felt like he could play 5 years more. And again, it's just, I just don't think that there was any budge from his camp for anything shorter than three. It was reported that the Sharks did give him an extra year, that the two-year deal was on the table. And ultimately he said, you know, Toronto was just going to be a better fit for him and what he's looking for going forward. You know, like you guys were saying, the rebuild in Toronto is done. I think they are now at the beginning of their playoff and Stanley Cup aspirational window, so to speak. And, you know, now they're starting to fill around the edges. You guys were also talking a little bit about, well, who's going to be coming up? You know, who's going to be looking to replace that scoring? I mean, Patty Marleau was a 30-goal scorer last year. You know, and
27.
Okay, well, three off.
And remember, four of those came in one period versus Colorado.
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't just go and find 27 goal scorers out on the market. And I think everybody who's left in the free agent pool just did not have that kind of capability to replace what Marleau's got. So it's going to be about who's going to step up. Some guys that you guys didn't mention, though, O'Regan is a good candidate to maybe come up. Rourke Chartier also took some big steps. We've also got, you know, we're still kind of figuring out, okay, well, what's Chris Tierney? Is he a second liner? Is he a third liner? Or is he a fourth liner or not even part of this team? They did extend him it's the preliminary offer, or it's the just to kind of retain his contract status. He hasn't actually signed anything yet, so he's still Sharks property. But you know, the time is clicking. He doesn't have a deal. He's an RFA, and you know, it's just going to be about what is in the system and what. You know, what is gonna come up and really bubble to the surface? You guys? Yes.
I think we're really neglecting to mention the elephant in the room, though, being that Haley is no longer on the Sharks.
Oh, jeez.
While he was in the lineup.
But yeah, and more of this will be on teal tinted glasses tonight, but Patrick Marleau, drafted first in the first round, second overall in 1997. A Shark for
take
life.
What was it? Drafted started his career 2 weeks after Austin Matthews was born.
Yeah.
And now they might be playing together on a line.
Yeah, I mean, it could be awesome.
That's the other thing.
That's hilarious.
Now, I'm not completely familiar with, and watch how fast Gen X like posts in the chat. I'm not completely familiar with Toronto's situation down the middle, but do you see Marlo being a center in Toronto, or is he going to continue on the wing?
Well, I mean, you got to just look at Toronto. I think the thing that we got to look at right now is they're projected to be $2.4 million over the cap right now. I mean, if you go on Cap Friendly right now and you look at their projected cap space, it's negative 2.4 million. So they're going to have to do some kind of move to free up some cap space. Just going down on there positionally, they have Nazem Kadri, Tyler Bozak, Austin Matthews. I think that's your 1-2-3. Of course, William Nylander and Mitch Marner are both center right wings. They're listed as center right wings. I don't know when the last time either played center. And then you have the utility knife that is Patrick Marleau as a left wing center. So I think you could. I think, to be honest, he's looking like he's probably going to be a second liner. He's probably going to be slotted with either Kadri or with Tyler Bozak. I mean, I think Tyler Bozak's anchoring the third line at this point, but either of those guys would be kind of complementary pieces. I could really see Kadri and Marleau having a good tandem there. I think Kadri is kind of an underrated shutdown player. And I think Patty is also of that shutdown kind of ilk, but can, you know, as we know, he can chip in a lot of, just kind of going, both going with that shutdown kind of mentality and then adding points.
Well, I jumped into my closet. I'm ready for the season. Let's go, Marlo. How you doing, buddy? How's it going? We're waiting for you.
Somebody jumped the shark on the Sharks over here. But a lot of people were mentioning he'll definitely be a winger because they are set down the middle. So that's good. All I'm going to say is October 30th, Sharks, Leafs, get your tickets now. Paging Maria Brandoni, your phone's going to be calling me off the hook the next few days if you're not in the building.
Yeah, I haven't checked StubHub yet, but there's no way that the tickets for October 30th have not gone up.
Double face value. Well, I think we should start to wrap this up, guys. We've done a quick hit. You know, we kind of just got a little bit of our feelings out of the way. Of course, just kind of giving a quick rundown, Patrick Marleau does sign that 3-year deal in Toronto. Jumbo signs a 1-year deal to stay with the Sharks. Both Martin Jones and Mark Edward Vlasic sign pretty sizable contracts. Mark Edward Vlasic going with 8 years, Martin Jones with 6 years. And the Sharks still have a qualifying offer out on the table for Chris Tierney. I think that negotiation's still on the table, still trying to figure out what exactly he is. And we're going to see some more Sharks kind of figure out where they're going to be slotted after this prospect tournament and prospect game. And, of course, if you guys have not subscribed already, please subscribe somewhere down there. We are going to be coming back tonight with Teal Tinted Glasses Reborn. They will. I'll be joining that with Ian with Hockey Jerk and with Kevin Lacey, the wearing a turtleneck himself.
He's just coming on because his room's clean. That's all.
But anyhow, if you guys wouldn't mind checking that out, it starts at 7:30 p.m. Pacific tonight. And yeah, keep it tuned to Teal Town USA for all your Sharks news. Ian did post something yesterday regarding the contracts and just his overall thoughts. And we'll close it out with AJ and Eric.
Well, just really quickly, don't forget Teal Tinted Glasses at 7:30, I believe it is.
7:30 p.m.
Yeah, so check out for that. But as we go, we just pulled up StubHub. Get your tickets now. There's still tickets available for Sharks and Leafs at a pretty nice value. They probably don't have their tickets yet. But the most expensive seat, come on, is $285 in row 4 of section 101. So those are going to go up really quickly. Again, Patrick Marleau, October 30th, will make his return to the Shark Tank. It's going to be quite interesting. Quite interesting.
And special thanks need to be given.
Oh, yes.
To Steve, our man Steve, one of our regular watchers here, for hooking us up with these kind of cool mirrors here with the logo and everything like that. At One Huge Sharks. No.
He muted himself.
On the Twitter machine. But yes, very cool. Thank you. If you're interested in something cool like this, reach out to him. I'm sure he can hook you up.
Absolutely. But again, to recap, Patrick Marleau is now a Toronto Maple Leaf. He signs a 3-year, $18.75 million contract, which apparently includes a no-movement clause. Full no-move clause. So he's stuck in Toronto. Have fun with the Toronto media there. Landy, take us home.
Also what we call a full wrath. No move.
Well, he joins other Sharks, notable Sharks that have gone on to Toronto, including yours truly, Vesa Toskala. But anyhow, for TealTownUSA.com, I'm Eric Landy signing off. Thank you.